discusses in great detail primarily the Big Day Kahuna, the various garments that the Kohen wore. There were four garments that every Kohen wore, every Kohen Hedyot wore. And in addition to those four garments, the Kohen Gadol wore four additional garments: the Ephod, the Me'il, the Choshen, and the Tzitz. Regarding the Choshen, the Choshen was the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore, and on it were 12 stones. Each one had the name of a different Shevet, and it folded over the Choshen HaMishpat, and inside the fold, what was placed? Anybody know? The Urim V'Tumim. Right, whatever exactly was the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was placed inside, and that Urim V'Tumim was able to help enlighten Bnei Yisrael, literally, when questions were asked, and the different letters on the Choshen would light up in order to give an answer to Bnei Yisrael for their questions. And the Gemara in Shabbos asks, what exactly was it about Aaron HaKohen that allowed him to be zocha, to merit wearing the Choshen? What exactly was it? So the Gemara refers us to a pasuk in Parshat Shmot. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing by the snare, and he is going for what Chazal tells us is a seven-day dialogue with the Ribbono Shel Olam, in which he keeps turning down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's offer, so to speak, of leading Bnei Yisrael. And he says one reason and another reason. And finally he says, Vayomer bi Adonai, shlach na biyat tishlach. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send the person you usually send. Who is he referring to? He's referring to his brother Aaron. Aaron HaKohen was his older brother. Aaron wasn't a Kohen yet, but Aaron was his older brother. Aaron was a Navi from way back when. Aaron remained in Mitzrayim all the years that Moshe Rabbeinu was outside Mitzrayim. Aaron was one of the leaders of Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it would be hurtful to Aaron if he, Moshe, the baby in the family, would be the one who was chosen. It should be Aaron. I don't want to insult him. I don't want to hurt him. And what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's reaction? Vayicharaf Hashem b'Moshe. He gets angry with him. Why does he get angry with him? He says, Vayomer lo Aaron achicha alevi yadati ki daber yedaber hu v'gam hineyu yotzei likrasecha v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. You totally misunderstand your brother. You think your brother is going to be upset? Your brother is going to be happy. He's really going to be happy. Not just lip service happy, not just michutz happy. Deep down happy. He's going to be happy that you're the one who's chosen. Why? What midah, what character trait does Aaron have? Aaron is the Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, and the Oev Tabriot. He has this tremendous love for people, for everyone. And when you have this tremendous love for people, when you just care about others so much, you personally, I'm not the important one. It's the other person. It's everybody. And if he's happy, if something good is happening for him, I'm happy. What? I didn't get the job? Who needs? I don't. It's not me. Somebody else is getting something that makes them happy. I'm joyous. That's Aaron. Say Chazal, somebody who has such a pure heart, somebody who has such Ahavas Yisrael, he's the person who deserves to wear the Choshen on his heart. He's the person who we want to represent Bnei Yisrael. And somebody who has such Ahavas Yisrael, has such love for other people, who better than on Yom HaKippurim to go and be our representative, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us? There's no one like Aaron HaKohen. No one who had such tremendous love. Moshe, you misunderstood. He won't be upset. He won't be angry. He'll just be purely happy just for you. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos says. But Rav Pam Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'Das, points out that the Medrash Rabba in Parsha, towards the end of this week's Parsha, seems to give a different reason why Aaron HaKohen was Zocha for the Big Day Kohuna. The Medrash isn't talking specifically about the Choshen, it's talking about the Big Day Kohuna in general. And the Big Day Kohuna were Lechavod Uletifaret, for honor, for glory. And the Medrash asks, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should make Big Day Kodesh L'Aron Achicha L'Chavod U'L'Tifaret? What zchut did Aaron have? And the Medrash seems to give a different reason. It says, V'chol Eilu B'zchut HaTorah Shehaya Yageya Bo. Because Aaron was Yogeya in Torah. He was toiling in Torah. He was learning Torah. And he spent tremendous energies in studying Torah. And because of his tremendous energies that were spent in studying Torah, that's why he was Zocha for these Begadim, L'Kavadu L'Tifaret. So Rav Pam asks, well, which one was it? Was it his Ahavat HaBriot, his love for everyone, that he was Zocha for these Begadim? Or was it because he was Yageya Batorah, because of his toiling in Torah? Rav Pam answers that in reality, in great people, the two go hand in hand. Because if a person immerses himself in Torah and immerses himself in learning Torah Lishma, if his whole focus is on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him, then he's not the important person in the world. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's fine. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be happy for others, then I'm going to be happy for others. The toiling in the Torah and the Bein Adam L'Chavero go hand in hand. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's the way it was with Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron HaKohen was Yageya Batorah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will was his whole focus, then he had this tremendous Avas Abrios. He says, I'm not the center of the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the universe. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the universe, and he loves his people, and I want to emulate Ribbono Shel Olam, so I love his people. And that is why we often find that the great, great Talmidei Chachamim were also great Ba'alei Midos, great in their Ben Adam L'Chavero. And it's true about so many people. You heard stories, Erev Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, about great, great leaders that Am Yisrael had. They were great in Torah, and they were great in their chesed. Because if a person's learning Torah Lishma, if he's truly focusing on Torah and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of the universe. We want to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he loves his people, so I should love his people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not jealous of any one of us, so how could I be jealous? And that, in essence, is a goal that we need to strive for. We may not become Gedolei Hador. We may not be very much Aaron HaKohen. We may not become a Rav Moshe Feinstein or a Rav Shach. But we can all focus a little bit more on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, his desire, and not so much what I want. What I want to get out of this world. And the more we focus, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the center of our universe, the more that we're going to emulate him, and the more we're going to have this Ava Sabrios and this Ava of Am Yisrael. We're not perfect. None of us are. And sometimes we'll see imperfections in others. We'll see people who are supposed to be learned, and yet sometimes their behavior isn't precisely what we think it should be. Because only the Ribbono Shel Olam is perfect. But as I mentioned in the class Vayisa Vasita Yashav Atov the other day, when we learned about Have you done it Kol Adam Lekaf Zchut? So Chazal say Have you done it Kol HaAdam Lekaf Zchut? Don't judge a person necessarily by one incident, by one thing that happens. Even great people can mess up here or there. But if you take a look at the total picture, what the person is all about, and you have a person who's studying Torah, and it's important to know that the person is studying Torah really lishma, not for the sake of any other reason, but to trying to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we involve ourselves in studying Torah, in fulfilling Torah, in doing mitzvot, the more we become part of a nation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the center, whose love for Am Yisrael is endless, is boundless, and we will join HaKadosh Baruch Hu in trying to have a tremendous Avas Yisrael.